All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
And away we go. 5 o'clock. Nice to have you. We got a lot going on. Certainly, Michigan-Penn State has kind of stepped to the forefront today. Conversation nationally about Harbaugh's credibility and whether there'd be any left with a loss. What does a win mean? What does a loss mean? It's interesting because it really just shows what you think of your program, depending on what your answer is. I mean, short of them winning the rest of their games, including OSU, I'm done with Harbaugh if I'm a Michigan fan. 5 years in, 0-5 against the Buckeyes and didn't win the Big Ten. Get out. Get out. You know, win Saturday just keeps you alive. A loss, I think it just turns it into parity status. I have no faith, much like with Michigan State. I have no faith either man will be fired. I just don't see it. I mean, can you imagine Ward Manuel going into Harbaugh's office? Oh, please, he'd get thrown out on his head. So, whatever. The other angle, too, was, you know, Doug said to me in crosstalk, it's too early. He wants to give it more time with Josh Gattis. He's not ready to call it a bad hire. Where are you at with that? I'd like to think that, you know, playing 7-8 football games, that's about enough for me to tell in a college football season. The offense has been a complete disappointment. It's been non-functional for long stretches. You're not getting the football to your best playmakers. The running game has been very disappointing. The O-line has been very disappointing. They don't play with any pace. And, yeah, it just doesn't – look – you sure as hell didn't go out and hire Joe Brady, and all of a sudden your offense looks like LSU's. It's just not there. So that's in the hopper. The other thing we're talking about is, all right, we've worked our way through Monday Night Football. Now we sit here on Thursday afternoon. How do we fix NFL officiating? And by fix, I just mean improve. How do we improve it? How do we somehow, some way, make it better than what it is now? I've said my two solutions are get rid of the pass interference replay. That's out. That's done. Have a sky judge for that. Let the league buzz down. But the other issue, it's what Belichick's talked about for years. It's the umbrella. Everything's reviewable within a certain time frame, meaning last 4 minutes of a game, last 4 minutes of a half. And maybe we could protect against the things that cost you a football game. I can pretty much as a fan live with anything else that happens. Sully has a different approach, and it might be the right one. But I don't know how we enforce what Sully's talking about. Sully?
Yeah, it's simple. Less is more. I think that every single rule in this NFL rule book, I was just looking at earlier, I don't need 10 paragraphs to explain what a catch is. I don't need 3 pages to explain what pass interference is. Less is more. Call less penalties and don't overcomplicate things. I think some of the terminology and the verbiage they've used in these rules has just made things to a point where people don't know what the hell's going on. Also, I think replay directly is factored into that. I think that the fact that we're reviewing basically everything, that we have these rules analysts on TV that's breaking down every penalty, every call, don't even need them on TV, but they are. And every single game, I go on the internet after the game or the next day, and you have all the internet referees that are frame by framing every single play and breaking it down to a point where if you stop it here, his knee was down technically 3 inches before the end zone, so he should have been down, which would have affected the game by a total of 6.4 points in the other direction. It's just stupid. I think that it's so overcomplicated now where people don't know what the rules are. They don't know how the rules are enforced. And that's the NFL's fault because they have enabled this. The NFL has made these rules way too complicated. Seems like there's 50 press releases in the offseason every single year about how the NFL's tweaking this rule. They're adding 3 words to define what the helmet rule is. It's gotten to a point of just ridiculousness, if you ask me, in terms of how complicated all the rules are. Simplify it. Less is more, less penalties, less descriptions. And I said it earlier, the famous John Madden said it. Three guys sitting in a bar having a beer. All three guys agree that's a catch. It's a catch. We shouldn't need to go to a rules analyst or some sort of frame-by-framing, slow-motion, five different angles just to determine what a catch is. This isn't Congress. This isn't rocket science. Come on.
There you go. So everything's in the mix. 248-539-9797. Ticket text. We'll get to those momentarily. I want to go right to the people. Paul's on a cell. He's up next. Paulie, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Mikey? Mike.
Hey, Paulie. How are you, man?
Man, I tell you, I hope I don't pass out here. I've been on hold for quite a while just because you guys do such a good job. You know, a lot of people listening. So here's the deal. As far as Booger Boy, he ain't going anywhere for a good 2 to 3 years. We just may as well just accept that. And he'll leave on his terms, and they'll say, oh, he left the program in such good shape. And, you know, they'll kowtow to him even after he's gone. As far as, the guy that texted in about, what was it, the best young talent in college? What was that about?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I don't know if that person was being facetious.
That's why we have so many, I say we, that's why the Wolverines have so many representatives in New York City when it comes down to Heisman time at the end of the year, right? That's why, because they have so much young talent. They have it more than anybody else in NCAA. So I'm done. I'm done with the whole Michigan talk. I don't care anymore. I didn't care before the season started. That really sucks because I did like it. You know, I was a big fan of Michigan. Anyway, moving on to the NFL, you got the whole – I do have a suggestion about the whole refereeing problem. I don't know if it's already been discussed. I've been listening to you guys about, you know, all week about this, and I never heard anybody talk about this. Well, first of all, we got to get, like Sully said, you got to get rid of the ticky-tack stuff. And the game had to have been better 20 years ago. But the NFL wants to be on TV, talked about on ESPN or whoever for, you know, all year. So they're constantly talking about, oh, new rule coming up next year. They're going to try this in the preseason. You know what? Leave it alone. Man, you guys are making it so obnoxiously. Just you don't even know that you see a good play, a big play, and you're waiting to see, is there a flag going to come up in the lower right-hand corner of the TV? Is there going to be a flag?
That's
yep, there it is.
What you're describing, you know? Right there, it Paul, 100%. We have been conditioned now that we can't even enjoy the game without looking for the validation of no flag first. That's how you know the NFL has a problem. Is that my first reaction isn't to celebrate what a great play it was. It was to wait for the little yellow graphic or for whatever idiot announcer is there to just tell me, oh, but look, there's a flag 38 yards downfield. I will tell you, Paul has just touched a nerve because my viewing habits of the sport have now been so altered. You're right. You're delaying the joy that you get from watching the game in fear of a flag.
And by the way, Mike, I want to mention this to you because this just came across Twitter. Jim Harbaugh is one of 22 coaches on the midseason list for the Bobby Dodd Trophy, which is handed out annually to the nation's top head coach. Somehow. According to the release, the Dodd Trophy celebrates the head coach of a team who enjoys success on the gridiron while also stressing the importance of scholarship, leadership, and integrity. One of 23.
Bobby Dodd.
That's right, Roberto. Sing it loud.
If you've ever wondered why I think most of these awards are total garbage, that right there would tell you that. Yeah. Yeah, Harbaugh's done a great job this year. Survived by the last blade of hair on his ass versus a mediocre Army team. And got blown the F out by Wisconsin. Yes, indeed.
The updated watch list was created, it says, by taking into account each program's current performance on the field, also academic progress rate, and the coach's commitment to service and charity in the community. So, yes, they say on the field, but I guess also off the field stuff. Other coaches, four other Big Ten coaches on the list, Paul Christ, Kirk Ferentz, P.J. Flack, James Franklin.
Oh, you're kidding me. D'Antonio didn't make it? Oh, I think he's done a splendid job.
First-year coaches were not considered. That's obviously why Ryan
splendid.
That's why Dave's not it. That answers my question. Here we go.
What?
No. He answered my question because I was going to say, why isn't Day on there, but first-time coaches aren't included?
Coach O is going to win the award, so let's be done with it.
That's true. Or PJ.
Yeah, how about PJ Fleck with a little fake undefeated record almost?
Yeah, but the bottom line, he's at Minnesota.
Right.
Beats Wisconsin.
I love how Spartan fans think they're above PJ Fleck or, I don't want to row the boat. Yeah, well, listen, the dude can sell. He's kind of like a less annoying James Franklin. He can sell. He can recruit, he can energize, and he can brand. Yeah. The rest, we'll find out. Yeah, he might be, David. My point is, though, MSU's dead. We need some snake oil. We need a sales pitch.
That's fair.
Do you understand the damage D'Antonio's done to this program offensively over the last 4 years? What kid is going to want to go there? Oh, yeah, I'm a sweet running back. Yeah, let me line up and here, you want to simulate what your career at State is? Go slam your face into the toilet. That's what it's like running behind our lousy offensive lines. Oh, you want to play quarterback? Here, do me a favor. Here you go, son. Here's the deal. Stand here with your eyes closed and don't move. And then a car hits the kid. That's what it's like being Brian Lewerke. Yeah, go ahead, Sully. What? You look like you're about to say something.
Well, speaking of Lewerke, I'm also reading. I went down a rabbit hole here. Lewerke and Patterson, both finalists for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award.
Oh, blow it out your ass.
They're each one of 20 finalists for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award handed out annually to the country's top senior or fourth-year quarterback.
Neither of those kids should make the top 50. Neither. Hell, I'll take Bob Glass from Eastern Michigan University before I take either of those two. And I know it's not Bob, but his first name escapes me. But I know his last name's Glass. Just stop. These awards are such garbage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.